T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, most of the time for number five, I think of something very witty, very smart, it makes you think. It's a think piece.
Who is saying that most of the time you actually accomplish this?
I'm not saying that I accomplish it, but I attempt to accomplish
it. You just said most of the time you do it. So.
Well, I believe I do, but that's up to interpretation.
I'm so happy to have Chris back.
I am not. So
not going to let him get away with anything.
Nope. Yeah, well, this one is not a think piece. It's pretty straightforward.
Number five.
The Padres have 9 regular season games left and 9 home games. Tony, what do you think the record is going to be after these 9 games? Like their record in the 9 games?
I'm going to say 6-3.
6-3. Okay, that's good.
That would clinch it right there.
I really want to go 7-2, but I'm going to say 6-3.
6-3. Okay, Chris, what do you think?
Well, I'd love to go 6-3 and win all 3 series. And as I said, you'd clinch it right there. Then you wouldn't have to worry about anything Milwaukee does. But I don't know. The Dodgers, I mean, they haven't beaten the Dodgers in a series in 2 years. So, I mean, that's going to be tough right off the bat. The White Sox are pretty much dead.
Floundering.
Yeah, they're pretty much dead, so you might get some help from them. You know the Giants are going to play the Padres tough at the very end just to be a pain in our side. So I'm going to say 5-4, but I'm going to say that's going to be enough. They'll get enough help. Milwaukee lose at least one game or two along the way. And I'm actually kind of hoping the Padres slide into the number 6 spot. I know beggars can't be choosers, but if they get that number 5 seed, they would have to beat in back-to-back series the Mets and the Dodgers just to reach the NL Championship Series. Whereas if they're in the 6th seed, they would play the Cardinals and then they'd have to beat the Braves and the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Right, my bad. They'd have to beat the Braves and the Dodgers back-to-back series just to make the NLCS if they finish in the 5th seed. That's a really tall order. St. Louis and the Mets seems like an easier path to get to the NLCS. So I'm hoping that it all just plays out and the Padres end up in the number 6 spot. But like I said, you can't worry about that right now. You just got to get in.
Chris, why are you closing your eyes as
because
you're talking about
because you can't risk it. You can't just sit there and go, well, let's try to lose a couple so that we finish in the number 6 spot. You have to win them all and take your chances. So let's just leave it at that.
Number 4.
Lots of college basketball floating around my Twitter timeline today, so it made me curious.
Did I even go?
What?
Did I even go?
Yeah, you said 6-3.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what we were talking about. I thought we were talking about playoffs there for a second.
No, did you have anything to add to the 6-3?
No, but I can tell you that Dave Marcus and Chris Ella are trying to send the Padres to St. Louis. Because that is just such a fun place to play, by the way.
We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, it's not, but got Atlanta and then beat Atlanta and then the Dodgers would be waiting.
You got to get past the first series first. I don't know why we're even talking about the Dodgers. You got to win the first series, and then you worry about the other stuff later.
Well, who's tougher to beat in the first series, St. Louis or Atlanta?
St. Louis.
Probably St. Louis. St. Louis. I don't know. Like I said, just get in and then we'll go from there.
The home field advantage changes everything.
I take it back. I take it back. I just win.
Yeah, not being able to have a home game in your building just feels
weird.
Daunting.
Yes.
It's going to be tough, but that's the position they're in.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they can do it. But
the Braves are just going to chop their way to a victory.
Let's get in first and let's win the first series first.
All right.
All right. We all agree on that.
Now?
Yeah.
Number four.
Lots of college basketball floating around my Twitter timeline today, so it made me curious to see where some of the top experts think the Aztecs will end up this coming season. Well, our guy Joe Lunardi in his bracketology prediction has them as a 5 seed in the tournament this coming year. Chris, way too early prediction, but what kind of seed do you think the Aztecs are looking at this season?
Well, I'm hoping that a 5 seed. I mean, I'd be willing to accept that going into a season. Take my chances in a 5 seed. But sounds to me like they've got the ability to play it to a little higher seed than that. It's all going to come down to how quickly things come together and the first month of the season. I mean, I know it's strange in college basketball, but ultimately, when you're talking about seedings, that's all decided in December when you're playing all your non-conference games and you're playing in the Maui tournament. You win those games, then you know you go ahead and do what you're expected to do in conference play, and you can get yourself a 3 seed or a 4 seed, something like that. So I don't think anybody knows for sure. If somebody said right now the season's over and the Aztecs are going to be a 5 seed, I would be very accepting of that. Yeah. But I do think they can do better based on what I've read.
All right, Tony, what do you think? What kind of seed do you think the Aztecs are looking at this year?
Yeah, no, I'm with Chris. I would take a 5, but this team is, I mean, you got to remember who they have. They have some big-time players coming back, or big-time pieces, I should say, coming back. Bradley's coming back.
Mensah's
coming back. And so, you know, this team has a chance to be really good. I'll take the 5 seed, but I won't be surprised one bit if they slide up higher than that this year.
Number 3.
Cowboys backup quarterback Cooper Rush is now 2-0 this season as the Cowboys starter filling in for Dak Prescott. And I guess we kind of got the questions answered whether or not he's good enough to carry the team. And he seems like he is. But the questions on social media last night were these. Why doesn't Cooper Rush have a starting job in the NFL? So my question to you guys is this. With guys like Matt Flynn signing as a starter and then showing that he was actually a backup the whole time, Tony, how do you know if a backup quarterback is good enough for to be an NFL starter?
It doesn't happen often. I know we highlight, you know, some of the good stories where a backup, you know, turned into
Tom Brady.
And that's the thing is maybe Tom Brady was never really supposed to be a backup.
True.
I mean, he was a backup in the time, but like, I don't know. I think ultimately you don't know. You got to run him out there, and these are the early season week games, right? And
yeah.
At least from my standpoint, it seems like you don't really start finding out who's who until you get to like the mid-season back end of the schedule when, you know, you're not as fresh, because those are the times you gotta, you know, win big ball games. December and December football,
yeah.
November, December football, really. Yeah, man. I think I don't know if you have a real answer to this. I'm not sold quite yet on Mr. Cooper Rush. They beat the Giants yesterday, who were undefeated, but are we saying they are the juggernaut when said and done?
No.
Who they beat the week before? They beat
Bengals.
They beat the Bengals, which is a good team, but they're struggling a little bit as well. So I need to see more. I need to see more.
All right, Chris, how do you know if a backup quarterback is good enough to be an NFL starter?
I don't. I don't know.
I don't.
I mean, I really don't. I mean, you know, I will say this about Cooper Rush. He hasn't proven enough yet to me to where if I was another team out there, I'd be mortgaging anything to bring him in. He's been part of two fantastic defensive efforts by the Cowboys. I mean, they completely shut down Joe Burrow for 3.5 quarters in that one game. And then when Cincinnati came back and tied it up, Dallas got the ball back in very good field position. Rush had to complete a couple of passes to set up the winning field goal, which was a 50-plus yarder, if I'm not mistaken. And against the Giants, I mean, they completely shut down the Giants. I mean, you know, I mean, gave them the one touchdown, that's it. And there's going to be a time where Cooper Rush has to go out there and put 35, 40 points up. I haven't seen that yet. So
I mean, he did throw a perfect pass to CeeDee Lamb last night, and CeeDee Lamb dropped it.
And he also threw a bad pass to CeeDee Lamb that CeeDee Lamb caught and made a highlight reel.
It's just so funny how that works, right?
You never can tell. I don't know. But I don't know how a backup is a starter. It is interesting. It's like, you could say that in baseball. Certainly guys, get pigeonholed into being fourth outfielders or something like that. Tony Gwynn Jr. might even know what I'm talking about a little bit. I mean, you get that tag, and sometimes it's hard to shake that, even if you deserve to start.
Yeah,
and
no,
so I feel for Cooper Rush in that regard.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Real quick question about Jimmy G. Is he a backup quarterback filling in for a starting quarterback, or is he a starting quarterback filling in for a starting quarterback?
I think he's a starting quarterback filling in for a backup quarterback.
Oh, dang it! I walked right into that one. I didn't even think that was an option. But
I think he's a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, because my argument is that Jimmy G has less of a he needs less pressure because he's a backup filling in for a starter. But then that person told me if a quarterback starts a Super Bowl, they are a starter.
I would say so.
All right.
Number two.
Former Georgia Tech head coach Jeff Collins showed up to work yesterday morning preparing for the week ahead. Problem was, social media had been reporting that he had been fired. So he showed up anyway because no one from the school actually told him until he got there. Yahoo Sports' Pete Thamel tweeted, "The buyout for Jeff Collins, if he's fired as expected tomorrow," this was on Sunday, "will be $11.37 million compared to $7.2 million in January. It would have been nearly $10.6 million at regular season end." So the buyout for AD Todd Stansbury isn't prohibitive, meaning they don't care about how much money they're going to pay him. They want to make the change. Chris, here's my question. We talked about this recently. Should the people that hire a coach be tied to the coach, meaning you pay a coach a lot of money and then you end up paying him even more to stop coaching? You should be on the hook.
Yeah, I don't want to start firing athletic directors around the country, but somebody's got to take some responsibility for this. I mean, hiring somebody and being on the hook for this kind of fee, and then they don't get the job done and having to part with them. I don't know that I blame athletic directors for this, though. I blame the way college football has come around.
Exactly.
I mean, this is just what these guys make. I mean, if you want to hire a college football coach, you've got to give him guaranteed money, and you've got to be in a situation, if you want to make a change, where you have to pay him off. So, I don't know. To answer your question, I don't think we can tie him to the coaches. I mean, college football is responsible for all this money that's being wasted on coaches who can't get the job done. But I don't know that it's just athletic directors who deserve all the blame, because they're only doing what everybody else is doing in order to get a coach in the first place.
Tony, what do you think?
Yeah, if you don't do it, you get fired anyway for not bringing in the right coach that and paying the top dollar that you're supposed to. That is the world that the business that colleges are in. Quite frankly, I mean, football makes an absurd amount of money for all of the schools. Some schools get more than others, right? So, much like a team that jumps into free agency and gets signs of dude and he doesn't live up to the contract, it's really no different. Like, that is the business in which, schools are in. And athletic, in terms of the money that they continue to owe afterwards, maybe there's an argument you made. You don't need to make the contract as long. But this is the business they're in. I don't know that an AD should be held accountable unless, you've hired two or three guys and none of them have got you where you wanted to go. Okay, so maybe then it's a time for a change of direction. But that's not because you're offering the money that they offer. You got to do that because that's just the going price.
How about this, though? If you're going to fire a coach and there's a $4 million savings if you just wait till January, should you have to wait till January? Because if they were to fire him in January, they only pay him $7.2 million.
If the school is insisting that he fire them now, then that's what it is.
Yeah.
If they're cool with playing the season out and letting it finish because they want to save that extra bit of money, then that's probably what you could do.
Go ahead.
I'm sure the AD is not just moving on his own here in these type of decisions.
No, it requires a school vote and all this other stuff.
By the way, I have gone to work before when I knew I was going to get fired. So,
Wow, how was that feeling?
It was terrible. It was the worst feeling of all time. But it did happen to me in a previous radio job where
that's rough.
I was doing the afternoon show, and the morning show and the midday show got fired before I went to work. Okay. So I kind of had a feeling that when I showed up, I was going to get fired too, and I did.
Did you get fired after the show or before the show?
Before. I didn't have to do my show. But
I see.
What I'm saying is...
I was like, that would have been awkward.
What I'm saying...
You on the air after
the whole thing was awkward, believe me. Let me tell you something. But for this guy, it was awkward, but that had to be tempered by the fact that he knew he was going to get paid out $11 million. So
that's
it probably
true.
Made it all right for him.
He's just sitting there in his chair waiting for the check.
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in.
Number one.
All right, this one's a little bit conspiracy theory. I think I finally figured out why Tom Brady decided to unretire and play one more NFL season. He wants to promote his new clothing line, Brady. Have you guys seen this? He wore a shirt on Sunday with his high school photo saying, quote, greatness lasts forever. So, Tony, is this, in your terms and what you say a lot, is this, quote, unquote, a little rich by Tom Brady to blatantly promote his own clothing brand on an NFL Sunday?
No. Literally everybody does that.
But Tom Brady's got so much money, he doesn't need it.
Why are you worried about this man's pocketbook?
Because I don't know. Because I feel like he's just using all of us.
Why are you worried about Tom Brady's pocketbook, Scraby?
I'm not worried specifically about his pocketbook. I'm just worried that he's using
us. You don't have to be used. You can choose not to be used, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, Scraby. Don't be used.
I will never buy a Brady product.
Don't.
There you go.
There you go. There, so he's not getting to you.
And the problem solved.
And I don't know why I feel this way. It's ridiculous.
Yes, I am ridiculous. You know why you feel this way.
Because I'm a hater.
Exactly. You know.
I don't hate Tom Brady,
though. Yes, you do. You
I just think it's like everybody has to comment on Tom Brady's sweater now. Oh, by the way, did you know it's Brady?
You're only buying right into it. What are we talking about right now?
Every singer's got a clothing line. Every Hollywood celebrity's got a clothing line, a makeup line. Why isn't it not okay for a quarterback to have a clothing line?
It is, and I don't know why this bothered me, and I don't know why I brought it up. Tony's exactly right. I fell for my own trap.
I'll tell you one thing. He's paying the price for having coming back another season so far. Until Mike Evans and Chris Godwin get back, I mean, this guy, he's looking very ordinary right about now.
He sure is. I'll get over it one day, guys.
No, you won't.
I'll get over it one day.
No, you won't.
It's great. We just hating over here. He don't even know he's hating it too.
What if he designs a T-shirt that has a?
With him.
What if he designs a T-shirt that has a killer whale jumping through the word air? Are you going to not buy it? Because that's your favorite T-shirt in the world.
I'm wearing it right now for the second time, just because.
Are you really wearing the shirt again?
Oh yeah, he's got
Chris
it on again.
I haven't worn it in like 2 weeks. if he had a shirt that had a whale jumping through. I might have to buy it.
Yes, you would.
All right. When we get back, we're going to talk about Blake Snell pitching for the Padres tonight and see if Chris thinks that he has surpassed Joe Musgrove for the number two spot in the playoff rotation. We'll talk about that when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.